Tom Aridi with you. This is Drive on 702 ABC Sydney. It's 10 minutes to 6. You might have heard about this today. There are new additions to the Sounds of Australia database at the National Sound Archive, those deemed nationally significant. And I love this one. One of them is this. A recognisable sound for all of us. More recognisable than a cow at the Easter show. It is technically known as the PB5 pedestrian signal. Did you know that? I didn't know that bit. It was introduced in 1984 to our streets, and it was done to support pedestrians who are blind to know when to cross the street at traffic lights. It's been added to the Sounds of Australia database at the National Sound Archive. Bill Jolly was involved in this at the time as the former head of Blind Citizens Australia, and Bill's with us now. Bill, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. Lovely to be with you.
Thank you for joining us. I guess it's so omnipresent these days, but back in the day in 84, it really was life-changing technology, wasn't it?
Well, yes, it was. It's one of a number of life-changing technologies that we've seen over the last 50 years, but this is a particularly important one because cities got increasingly more busy and more noisy, it got much harder for blind people to cross the street safely. We used to have to, if it was a intersection, have to listen to the direction of the cars, whether they're stopped or going. And, of course, in the middle of the street, it was very hard to find where the traffic lights were because they didn't make any sound. Mm. So there was a great announcement, actually, in 1981, which was the International Year of Disabled People, and Neville Wran, who was the Premier at the time, announced that the government was going to install 500 units at 100 sites throughout Sydney, costing $200,000, which was a lot then.
Yes, would have been.
It came after 7 years of research in the Department of Main Roads by a fellow named Frank Hulshaw, and he engaged acoustical engineers, Louis H. Allison Associates, to get the sound right so that it was best for people who to be able to hear it
to hear
and locate
it.
The sound.
Because when I play it right, like, how was that sound chosen and what makes it so helpful, Bill?
Well, it was chosen through the consultation, really, particularly with these electrical acoustical engineers, to get the right sort of sound wave that helps you identify the location. So if you have something like a very simple sound wave, like what's called a sine wave, in fact,
yeah,
that's like the beat that you have sometimes on a radio signal before the broadcast starts. That is really hard to identify the location. So here, the sound was carefully chosen so that it was optimal for people with a range of hearing loss, minor hearing loss to hear, and to be able to identify, first of all, the sort of the beeping sound, which meant don't walk, a slow sound, and then that little ping, and then the fast sound to indicate people to walk. And it also had a feedback mechanism so that it would play louder if the traffic noise was high, and softer, like in residential areas or when the traffic was quiet, where it didn't need to be so loud. And it also had a tactile component. So you put your hand on the
you can feel the
thing,
the
and
vibration.
The tapping.
Yeah.
So the tapping, which was another clue when it was safe to walk.
Every time someone goes past these now, I mean, as I say, it's just so omnipresent now, you don't think about it, but it's something we should be proud of because it's since been implemented in New Zealand, Ireland, Singapore, some parts of the USA. I mean, you should be really proud, Bill, that you were part of that technology that has helped vision impaired people all over the world.
Well, I am, and I remember in Melbourne, we had a different system in Melbourne that was designed by Ellam Ericsson, the Swedish company. And I remember when the signal was put in near the crossing where I lived and a few crossings along that street, thinking really proud that this is a difference that me and my friends, a little self-help organisation, National Federation of Blind Citizens at the time, that a difference that we'd helped to make. And then when I think back over the years, how this signal is used in a lot of countries, And there were other signals in some countries, but the signals signifying don't walk and then do walk was one of the best actual identifiers, and as you say, has been picked up in a number of countries. And the system used in New South Wales, which was a very good system put into the standards, was fully Australian designed and implemented.
Yeah, it's an amazing story, Bill. Thank you very, and look, acknowledged today, rightfully so. Thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
Good on you. Thanks very much. Bill Jolly there, involved in the design of that technology at the time, former head of Blind Citizens Australia. We've had some texts pointing out that not only has that sound helped pedestrians with a vision impairment, it's not only helping people cross the road safely, it is also the basis for a song by Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. Did you know that bit?
I like it when you take control, even if you...
The story is the sound in Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. It was sort of used after her and her brother were visiting in Australia, and they used it as the beat. How cool's that? You won't walk past a pedestrian crossing the same ever again.
702 ABC Sydney.
Traffic. Quick look at the roads in Mascot.